This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Thomas. Strong winds stoked a wildfire in mountains northeast of Los Angeles, California, in the United States, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders Saturday for desert communities that lost some homes a day earlier. The weather pattern was similar on Friday when winds pushed the Bobcat fire into the desert floor, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. The extent of the destruction is not immediately clear. Meanwhile, officials are investigating the death of a firefighter on the lines of another Southern California wildfire, sparked by a pyrotechnic device used by a couple to reveal their baby's gender. The death occurred Thursday as crews battled the fire in San Bernardino National Forest. Amid an exceptionally busy Atlantic hurricane season, the U.S. state of Texas coast is preparing for a tropical storm that could strengthen into a hurricane before breaching its shores in the days ahead. Both the city of Galveston and Galveston County Saturday issued voluntary evacuation orders ahead of the tropical storm Beta. Officials say the system could approach hurricane strength as it approaches Texas Monday. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning in Texas and Louisiana. Meanwhile, a tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda due to Hurricane Teddy. Three people have died after Cyclone Ionos, a rare storm known as a metacane, battered Greece, flooding streets and homes, Greek authorities said Sunday. Ionos uprooted trees and caused power cuts on the Ionian Islands and the western Peloponnese. It swept through central Greece Saturday, hitting the cities of Karditsa and Pharsala before moving south to the island of Crete. U.S. officials have intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump says he supports a proposed deal between Oracle and Walmart for the U.S. operations of TikTok.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Trump critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Relatives of some of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure lawyers appointed by the families, not the Chinese government, can meet with them. The 12 were arrested August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to the anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony, and all are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. Relatives of some of the detainees held a news conference outside the Hong Kong police headquarters Sunday to express their frustration with local authorities. U.S. President Trump is suggesting his Supreme Court nominee to fill the vacancy created after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be a woman, and he says he already has a short list of possible nominees. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after her death, to call for a vote for Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee. The remaining justices are speaking out about Ginsburg. Here's Ben Thomas.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.